Chapter 53. Kylar sat in the darkness and stench of his cell deep into the night. He threw the kakari into the corner of the room. It bounced eerily noiselessly. He extended a hand and willed it back. It flew through the air as if on invisible strings and slapped into his palm. He threw it again, and this time willed it to mold itself into a spike. He sucked it back through the air, and when it hit his palm, it squished and went back into his body. He could escape. After he died this time, everything would be different. He heard the sound of someone speaking in a distant hallway. A door opened, and soon Kylar heard the sound of a big man's footsteps. The face that eventually appeared, however, wasn't the one he expected.
Lantano Garawashi,
Kylar said, standing and bowing.
Night Angel.
Garawashi bowed equally low.
May I come in?
Kylar smirked at how the man was treating this like a social visit.
Please.
Garawashi unlocked the door and came in.
How'd you get here?
Kylar asked.
I asked permission.
Ah.
You rob me, Night Angel.
How so? Kylar asked.
Our duel. It was to have been the height of our glory. A duel for the ages.
Kylar didn't know why, but that Lantano Garawashi was peeved not to get to fight him 5 years hence somehow warmed Kylar. Perhaps it was the only way Garawashi had to say that he would have liked to be Kylar's friend.
The Night Angels keep their word, Kylar said. A Night Angel will be there, I promise.
He will be your equal.
He may even be yours, Kylar said, grinning. Garawashi cracked a smile. He sat on the stone shelf opposite Kylar and folded his legs beneath himself. Kylar sat similarly on his bunk.
I don't understand Cenarian honor, Lantano Garawashi said. King Jire will rule whether you do this or not. Why will you die for a people unworthy of you?
I don't know. I only know it felt like the right thing to do.
Do you have a lover? Does she approve of this?
Kylar hadn't even thought of it. The look on his face must have betrayed him, because Garawashi shook his head, chuckling.
You tell me, Night Angel. Would you give her life to accomplish this?
Kylar was as shocked that Lantano Garawashi was asking the question as he was by the question itself.
I wouldn't ask anyone to die for my ideals.
Yet. You ask Logan to kill for them.
Kylar had no answer.
Since you've never sent men to their deaths, let me make the question easier. Would your lover give her life to change this land?
Yes. Gladly.
Then perhaps she will forgive you one day.
Well, I plan to come back to life before she finds out.
Instead, Kylar said, I wouldn't have expected a sassy or I to care what a woman thinks. Garawashi burst into laughter.
No sassy or I wishes to marry a shadow.
A woman should be as fiery as her hair. Sioran women whisper on the streets and shout in the home. Young sassy or I think that means only in the bedroom.
Garawashi grinned.
They learn.
Kylar couldn't help but smile, too. After a few more minutes, Garawashi stood.
I must go.
He said,
I will expect your successor at Midsummer's in 5 years. May your sword soul shine ever brighter, Night Angel.
Lantano Garawashi left. And to his surprise, Kylar slept. He woke at the sound of a lockpick's scraping. He was alert instantly and stood stealthily.
The door opened moments later, telling him that whoever was breaking into his cell was a professional. The locks on the noble's cells were tight. The door cracked open, and scarred rabble's face appeared. He grinned to see Kylar awake and in a ready position.
"You're Blint's apprentice after all, aren't you? Morning, lad."
"What are you doing here?" Kylar asked.
"There are two contracts out on you. One from the inside, to kill you."
He meant inside the Sakage.
"The other one's from some nobles."
Kylar's eyes never left scarred rabble, though the man didn't have a weapon drawn.
"Terra Grayson's folk?" "Actually, some shadow saved a bunch of lords during the coup. They think they owe you." "You want to guess which contract I took?"
"Depends on who in the Sakage took out the other one," Kylar said. Scarred rabble spat.
"The one from the inside wasn't from one of my usual clients, and Mama Kay likes you. I don't plan on betting against her. I took the noble's contract."
He drew a knife and extended it, hilt first. Kylar waved it off.
"Tell them thanks. But I'm not here 'cause I can't escape." "I told them you'd say that. They said I'd get half for trying. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish, but you're crazy brave."
"More one than the other, I think." Scarred rabble laughed.
"How about this, then? I lied when I said there's two contracts. There's three. Third one's same as the second. To free you. You got more friends than a wet boy oughta. You want to guess who took it out?
Pray tell." The wet boy grinned.
"The king his own self. If I was a king, I'd just let you go. Guess nobles don't think like the rest of us. You coming?"
"Damn you, Logan. Damn you for flinching."
Kylar swallowed. Staying. Scarred rabble's eyebrows lifted. Then he shrugged.
"You ought to be a noble your own self. You're a man in love with death, Night Angel. See you on the other side."